At the end of the season, 1927, going on 1928, I sold out and sold it to my father, my share. Sold my share of the boat to my father. And my mother-in-law wanted to build a big one, so we built a big one. We built a big boat, big schooner, between me and my mother-in-law. She owned two-thirds, I owned one-third. Of course, you know how it is. My father-in-law, God bless his soul, now, he was paralyzed. He wasn't paralyzed when we started building the boat, but when we got the boat in Gloucester fishing, he was paralyzed. So he was at the window watching the vessel coming into the harbor, going out, you know. But he was a damn nice man. They used to call him Christ. God, you know, like God Christ. That's what the nickname they gave him. He was so lucky if he fell overboard, he'd come over with a pot of gold. So the name of the vessel that we built in Essex on Storey's Boatyard was a Beauty of St. Joseph. I got the picture of her here. She was 5 foot shorter than the blue nose of the Thibault. That's how big she was. Oh, we had Christ's and it was a big son of a gun, a beautiful. She was the queen of the ocean after we found that out. But she was a beautiful baby doll. And when you was put your foot on that, you would just well say you're home. Now, we got that ready and we went sailing down south. But when before we left, we put the same boat on deck. We put the seine on deck, two doors on deck. We had everything on deck. See how big she was? You could put a same boat, 40-foot same boat, right on deck. Lift it up with the tackle, put on the cradle. And she was nice. She was a queen of the ocean. We didn't know that until we got into different styles after. After we got a boat, we left here at 19 of April, 1928. And we was ready to go away. There's a fellow named a plumber, invented an oil stove in Gloucester. I can't remember his name just now. Damn nice man too. He said, "Joe, you're going away down south." He said, "And you're the biggest vessel down the fort of any of the fishing boats in Gloucester, Italian boats, not the Portuguese. Portuguese had the same thing we had, but this one, she was the queen of the ocean. She was a big one, and we used to tie down North Atlantic." Down the North Atlantic Fish Company today, and now that means on Commercial Street near the General Seafood. So he said, "How about you put an oil stove on your boat? Try it." So I said, "Well, why not? It's going to cost me. It's going to cost you nothing. I want to try it. I'm a spearman. I'd like to try it." So I said, "Okay." After he got the stove on everything, on 19th of April, we left Gloucester. And all these winds, fair wind down, we went to the canal, went to outside of Block Island, we didn't stop nowhere, outside of Block Island, and we run right straight to Cape May, New Jersey. When we got into Cape May, New Jersey, they knew we was coming. Fish dealers, you know, they know who's left and seen and ready, everything, they knew everything. When we got into halfway the harbor, of course she looked like a yacht, not a fishing boat. Mast all polished, everything decorated, everything nice. And when we're going in the harbor, we heist American flag. It's American territory, but we heist it, so we had a flag was given to us by the undertaker. And it was about 12 feet long, and it must have been crazy, 6 feet wide. We heist the flag, and you're out of here. The horns, the whistle, the bells, everything in Cape May was blowing, saluting us. So we could tie at the wharf, and Jesus, we tied the wharf, and people from everywhere, New Jersey, come down to see the boat. We put the gang plate, we put the board gang plate, they had a gang plate down the wharf, we put it across the deck on the side. We took the dock berth, we didn't tie outside the other one's boats, we tied right to the wharf. They wanted us to tie inside the wharf, and we put the gang plate. All night long we had company, all night long, coming from Atlantic City, from Cape May, everywhere. They come from cars, anything that could come. We had the gang of watch, you know what I mean? We had to put my gang of watch, two men of watch, to see nobody get hurt. They come in the cabinet, where I was in the cabinet. It looked like a church. We had the saints with the lights on one corner, saints in the other corner with lights. We had that cabin looked like a yacht today. It couldn't shine the shoes, all varnish, everything. We had all kinds of things to show, and the people were tickled to death to see it. And the boat was 22 feet wide, but in the cabin it was about 20 feet wide, 21 feet cabin. She was cabin was about 23 long, about 21, 22, no, about 21 feet wide. All the gang come down, they come down, the folks, and everybody was wondered, that's one of the new biggest Italian boats there was at the time, beauty of St. Joseph. She was the queen of the ocean. We found that out after, but not just now. Anyway, after we was there, we went fishing from Cape May, still the same boat on deck, same aboard, Dory, and we went off of Chingadig, at Chingadig near Norfolk, Virginia. Chingadig belongs to Delaware, I think, or not, no, not, not, I think it belongs to North Carolina, I wouldn't say sure. Anyway, so we were fishing there, we went out, and it was smooth. So we get out on the edge of the ground, that's about 90 miles from Cape May, and we put the seine boat out, it was smooth, put the seine on deck, and we made a set just to wash the seine, get it a tar stick, you know, to get it ready for the night. So we had that seine on the boat that evening, and just after dark it started to breeze up. So, geez, what are we going to do now? I said, let's haul the seine off the boat, took everything off the seine boat, put it on deck. We didn't put the same boat in next, so what we got to do, cover the same boat. We had the canvas made from Cooney Sailoff. He made the sails for the boat. Cooney Sailoff down Dungan Street, he made the sails for the boat, the mainsail, foresail, jumper, jib, everything. We had all kinds of sails, riding sail, we had everything that you could buy for the boat. And we turn around and cover the same boat with the canvas right when the other was made on purpose. We had the things ready for it, tied up, took everything out of it, and we put the hawser, 100 fathom, 4-inch hawser, stern. 100 fathom, we only had about 2 fathom left aboard the boat, tie it up, and we let it lay. We let it lay that night, it blew it heavy. My God, it blew it gill. Sometimes you couldn't see the same boat, but the line was on the same boat, we were jogging. We had to put a double reef foresail on the vessel. We didn't put a regular foresail on it, we put the reef on it. So it was both so hard. So anyway, of course, I wasn't worrying for the boat, but still it was something new to me. You know, you got to get used to it, see what she acts. As it was, in the morning, we turned around and the wind died down. The wind didn't blow so hard. It didn't blow, but the seas were mounting high. We kept sounding the night. In the daylight, we sounded that thing was 13 fathom. I never forget it. We was too far away from the winter quarter lightship. So I said, I figured roughly what we had. We couldn't shoot the sun, it was too early. We had to get 12 o'clock sight. So I said, we'll run for sure, make the lightship, see if we make it right or not. If we don't, we can always, when we get 9, 10 fathom, we turn out again. So we started to run for the lightship, the winter quarter lightship, and here we met a towboat with a barge. With the barge, so we went alongside him. Said, where is it, Cap? Where are you going? He said, I'm going to Norfolk, Virginia. I said, we got to go there, but I got no charts. I got charts from outside, but not inside the harbor. I didn't expect to go there. He said, we lost 2 barges. We only got 1. We lost 2 barges last night during the storm. And he said, we only got 1. So he said, if you're going that way, you come with us, follow with us, and we go into Cape Henry up there. I said, okay. So we could beat him, but we slowed down about 4 or 5 miles an hour. But there wasn't rough, but a big mountain sea. Christ, mountain looked like mountains. And anyway, we got inside of Cape Henry, made the lightship, Chesapeake lightship. I think it's Chesapeake, I think it is. I don't remember exactly, but Cape Henry, the lightship. And then we went in Cape Henry. When we got near Cape Henry, it was smooth in there. We went along and close to him. He said, Cap, he said, I'm going to anchor my barge here, and I got to wait for orders. And the barge used to load coal in Norfolk. He said, and you're on your own. I said, all right. I said, I'll follow the buoy. He said, you follow the buoys right in. He said, you make Old Comfort, off of a point where there's army base here and stuff, a wharf, and there's a ferry boat from Norfolk, goes there, tie up. He said, you can tie up, and then you'll get somebody to take you up the river. So I said, okay, I thank him very much, and we went in. We went in, tied Old Point Comfort, and they told us we couldn't tie there where the ferry's coming down and the big vessel take a lot of room. He said, you better go right around the corner. I said, I've never been around the corner here. And the first time I've been in here, anybody here knows how to get in there? Sure. He said, one fellow said, I'll come and show you. So he jumped aboard, we went in and tied the Phoebus at the wharf. When we tied up the Phoebus to try to get, we were going to get, now we knew our compass was coming in, we knew we noticed our compass was wrong. So I said, we'll get a fellow just a compass. It was wrong why when we was just a compass, we had the same boat on deck, when the engine and everything, and you know, and then the other way, when we put it overboard, it was off, you know, talk the compass out of the way. So it was, we went in, they told us, Cap, he said, how much water you draw? I said, 12 feet of water. You better get out of here. Go hang outside the red buoy. Unless the wind hauls now west, he said, you wouldn't be able to get out of here for a month until you get another southeaster or northeaster. That's the only time you get high coast tide. I said, I thank him very much. I said, call up and find out where we can get a fellow to just a compass. He said, I'll take care of it for you. So we went out and anchored, and then we went ashore. A couple of men went ashore and find out. And they said that the fellow be here tomorrow. So we stood, we was out of the channel. We was near the red buoy. There nobody could buy there, Holly. So we was there all night. It was nice, smooth, you know, no wind at all. And next morning, we hear the fellow the car blowing the car. And my gang, a couple of men went ashore, pick up the compass. So he come aboard. We check everything before we did that, before we hardly anchor up, everything. And then we went to try just a compass. When you just a compass, my God, he said, how the dickens did you get in here? I said, why? Your compass is way out of the way. I don't see how the hell you can make any navigation. We didn't go by navigation coming to the harbor. We went by the buoys, I said. The red buoys on the right, black one the port. And you can see with the spyglass way ahead of you, the buoys. So he said, my God, is awful out of the way. I'm surprised how the hell you get in here. I said, he said, what did you have when you just a compass in Gloucester? I said, we had the same boat on deck. Oh, that's a trouble, he said. When you put the same boat on deck, it'll be out of the way again. So I said, okay, what are we going to do now? So anyway, he charged us $25 just to come. I said, wait a minute. I said, you said when we get the same boat on deck, let's pull the same boat boys on deck. Gang, we get there, we put the tackles on and put the same boat on deck, put it on, and the compass went in place. Now he said, you see the difference? Okay, he said, I'll give you this magnet, so we put them here with the nails. When you put the same boat, you're leaving the same boat on deck? Yeah. I said, I'm leaving it on deck. He said, put them thing here, and your compass is perfect. But I said, you sure that? I said, let's go out and try it again, see what it does. I don't care what it costs, but he said, okay, let's give it a try anyway. I want to see you satisfied. So we went out in the river there, and we seen the compass was perfect with the same boat deck. When you put the same boat on board out, so to keep them there, when you get the same boat on deck, he put a nail on them with a hole in it, so it'll stay there. He said, when you put your same boat out, take them two off, magnets. So, okay, so we did. So that day we stood there. Next morning, I said, we got to go back. You know, next week we're going to go back, but before I go back, I call home. I call home, and I told them we was on Virginia. My wife and none of them fishermen knew Virginia hardly at all. There was no many boats. There were no boats there from Gloucester. They used to go to Virginia. So then I said, where the hell are you? What Christian city? I said, it's Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. We're at Point Phoebus now. He said, geez, I never heard that before. He said, Benny called up and heard that you were somewhere down there, but didn't know where, Benny Kikura. So I said, okay, I said, I'll call Benny. So I called Benny in Cape May. I told him it was Cape May. We was in Point Phoebus. We went ashore with the dory. I said, tomorrow morning we leave here, we come toward home. Get me? At the time when we got that storm, then the barge lost the two barges, only had one. There's one boat, fishing boat from Gloucester, got lost inside of Delaware, but the men were saved. Men were saved. So that was, thank the Lord for that. And one of the gang was Ray Maffee. After about 10 years later, about 5 years later, he come cook with me. And as it was, we started next morning, we went to Cape May. Went to Cape May, not a soul had been moved around the account of the weather. And when we started to left Phoebus, the wind hauled now western, and it blew. I bet you blew 40, 50 miles an hour, 30, 40, 50, like that. Didn't go any over 50 of them. It blew now west, but we had everything on deck, and we kept coming. It didn't hurt us. That's when I come to find out the boat was getting better and better. I got more to like it as I seen the bad weather. And we went to Cape May. Tracy, everybody down the wharf, we want to keep me. And everybody down the wharf said, Jesus, boy, how the hell you survive with a big storm? I said, she's the queen of the ocean. No, I said, she's a good boat. One fellow said, she must be the queen of the ocean. He said, well, that storm you went through. I said, didn't hurt us. Didn't hurt us a bit. So anyway, we stood there. We stood there, and that night, next morning, Mayor Redden from Wawin was just called up. He said, tell Joe to bring the vessel over here. I want to see it. You know, we want to see why. I used to do business with Mayor Redden. So next morning, they would get up and came May, and we went over to tie in 2 Mile Beach, you call it. That's in Wawin, New Jersey. We tied there, and of course, we had a big gang there come aboard. But that was all right. Enjoy it. Company is always good company. When it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. But, and Mayor Redden turned around, brought a case of whiskey aboard the boat, case of whiskey beer aboard the boat, a couple of cases of beer to celebrate, because I'd done business with him before with the Dockers, I'd done business with the small Italian boats. He was a damn nice man. He didn't care about the value of a dollar. He was bad as I am. I never cared the value of a dollar in my life. That's why I'm always broke. Anyway, so as it was, we had a good time, all the gang drink, and then we had the ballroom right on top of the wharf in 2 Mile Beach. He come down with a bottle of champagne and come over on top of the bar with a stub, the bar, and he broke a bottle. The fellow on the bar, I can't remember his name, he broke a bottle of champagne on the bar. If you went through that storm, that good baby, so you must be a good baby. Yeah. After the weather was good, we went out of Cape May. We started fish Cape May up in New York, all around. We was about a week out fishing. And we went with a trip in New York. And then we took out the fish, we come out of New York. We went out fishing again. We got off the lightship, Amber's lightship off of New York, and we broke our clutch. So we managed to get in, to Marine Basin. Basin, we call the engine people, and Larry McCune, he come down, and one of his men come down, check it, and they said, we have to work for maybe 3-4 days, night and day. So okay, go ahead. So the engine was guaranteed, and they turned around and worked on it. When she was all ready, we went out again. I said to Larry McCune, I said, Larry, I leave your mechanic aboard the boat. And see, we'll take them home. We're going to go home. We get that kind of trouble. We can't stay here long. We haven't made no money yet. So I said, get the man aboard the boat and see what we can do. It might, you know, save us. We went out. We made a set, and the clutch started to give us hell. So while we were setting the seine, the engine started to give hell. I hollered for the mast. I was way up, 60 feet up in the air. I said, tell him, let it keep it going until we grab the keg where the dory is. And he kept it going anyway. And we got to the keg, got the dory, the same boat. They started to piss the seine. And we got about 25,000 a mackerel, that set. And now, the mechanic was working, trying to tighten it up so we can get in. But we got the mackerel anyway. We got the mackerel aboard. Now I said, we can run as slow as Joe. You only can run about 2-3 miles an hour. That's all you can run away. Every just when you give a speed, the clutch, we had a direct clutch, a reverse clutch, can't take it. The engine got a lot of power, the boat is heavy, and the clutch lets go. So he said, we go in and take out the fish the best we can, then we go home. I said, okay, we'll do that. So we went slowly, went to New York. Of course, it took a long while to get to New York. We got to New York, took the fish out, everything was fine. I don't know what to talk about. Thing was $1,200. Of course, we had $1,200 expenses, but that's all right. So we come home. No, we took the fish out. After we got through the fish out, I said, no, let's go through the sound. If we break through the sound with that tide is strong, stuff like that, we'd be in pickle. And this, we go outside, and we instead of making a show, we make outside. If we break down, we get sails, and then we get towed in. Some cutter, some ship, you know, to put the flag up, but we didn't. As it was, we went outside off of Long Island, outside, that's 105 miles, we went outside, kept offshore, and we started to go to Block Island. I said, now we'll stop in Block Island, if we can, we're going slow, we couldn't go fast. It takes a long time, 105 miles when you're going 2-3 miles an hour. It took a goddamn long time. Looked like you'd never get there. Never get there, but we got there. We got off of Block Island, we met the Fanny Powell. The Fanny Powell, Benny Redfish's father, Kyle, the name is for Kyle, and we met them. He said, "Where's Mary Jo?" And Joe, "I thought you was in New York with the trip." I said, "Yeah, we was." I said, "Now we've been having engine trouble, we've been coming slow. I see you moving slow, very slow." I said, "Yeah, we can't put an opener up a counter. The engine wouldn't take it, can't take it, you know, the clutch." So he said, "Well," I said, "we're going home." He said, "We're going home too." So I said, "Okay, we give us company until we get near the canal. And then if we have to, we have to get a tow boat to the canal. Can't get the Coast Guard, you get it, get a tow boat, we go." As we was, we followed him slowly. We got to the Cape Cod Canal, and we had to tie up. The tide was against us, we couldn't head it, so we tied up with the Gumman Wharf. We tied at the Gumman Wharf that night, and anyway, the next morning, we had fed tide. So the fellow that takes care of the canal is kept. There's no ships going ahead, and I know you got engine trouble. We told him, we got engine trouble, we can't go against the tide. Tomorrow, when the time is such a time, the higher tide be going the other way, he said, "You can go through, and we may leave the passage clear. No ships will come in. We tell them to stay on the other end. You got a big vessel, and if you break down, you block the whole business up." So I said, "Okay, Cap." So anyway, they call up ahead. By and by, an hour later, they come back. There's two ships. They anchored outside the canal. They wouldn't let them come through. "Come, you're going to go through where you got engine trouble. We want you to go through. And you got fed tide." So we did. We went through the canal nice. The ships, when we got out to the ship, they salute us, the big ship, we salute them. I knew every single of them days, I knew every single there was. Anything you mentioned, overboard man, anything, towing, anything, I knew them. I had the chat for them. Anyway, today I forgot all that stuff. And so we said, we come home. We come home, we went,